This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, where if you can't hear the radio show anywhere else, you can always just click on the Listen Live link that's right there on the homepage, dead center, and you'll be listening to the show just like you're sitting in the living room with me or in my studio. All right. And right now, let's go to the phone lines for hour number two. We start out with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I have an email message here from Randall in Georgia. That's the way he's identifying himself, and I'm going to read what he said here and just let the audience hear. He says, even worse than a medical crisis, child abuse, and cages on the U.S. side of the border is Biden's role in facilitating the trafficking, rape, and enslavement of hundreds of thousands of children, youth, and women who never make it to our southern border. Human trafficking and slavery is big business and affects tens of millions of innocent men, women, and children annually. The man of religion, Biden, with his worry beads, he says, I say that as a Catholic who is very serious about his religion, is implementing the worst of his papal handlers' misguided dreams of a socialist world order. Well, that's his opinion, Randall in Georgia, and we put it out there for the people to hear.
Well, that's right, and you know I would say that the Biden people, whoever want to have this crisis at the border explode as it is, I don't know that they are looking to have those specific things happen in terms of the trafficking, but they may understand that it's a byproduct of telling everybody, you know, come to the United States, even though they say, well, we say don't come, but really, what is the real message? And if you go ask the people who are actually making the trek, they'll tell you what the message is that they, as they perceive it, that is, come to the United States, it will be okay. But by putting all this into motion, creating this atmosphere, it is facilitating a real human tragedy on a massive scale that we're not hearing about, I think, totally, and because the mainstream media just isn't going to want to go down that road with Joe Biden.
Well, then I just got a message from Heidi, and Heidi is in Lincoln, Nebraska, listening to us tonight. She says, your little Dr. Fauci is the most dangerous bureaucrat in the country because of the fact that people are actually listening to him because they think he's a doctor.
Yeah, they think he's a doctor, but what he has been, he's been anointed, just the ultimate doctor, evidently.
Yeah, but he's not a doctor. He's a scientist.
Doctor. Right, yeah, he's not a doctor, a medical doctor, basically. But his sayings have been elevated so highly. In fact, he was used, by the way, by Kamala Harris back then in the campaign by saying, I'm not going to take the vaccine, I'm just paraphrasing, until Dr. Fauci tells me to take the vaccine, because that was a political statement back then. He's been elevated to a point where maybe he shouldn't be, because anyone else who comes up with any other kind of scientific opinion, viewpoint, evidence is immediately shouted down because the Grand Fauci doesn't like what you said.
The Grand Fauci?
The Grand Fauci.
Okay. The Grand Fauci. All right. I could call him Itchy Fauci. All right. Well, again, we mentioned this earlier, but it's coming back again. Somebody's just made a comment about it, so I'm going to mention it again. The Black Lives Matter co-founder, who says reports about her pricey properties are part of a tradition of terror by white supremacists.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a kind of a pat sort of line to say. I mean, nobody's talking about racism in this sense. We're talking about this, if you're the leader of a Marxist revolution or a Marxist group or a Marxist ideology or anything like that, and you kind of run around doing stuff that it does not really comport with the idea of all for the people and this kind of stuff. People can mention that, but that's not a racist statement to me.
Well, I told the people last night at the Tea Party Manatee birthday party that I had just driven on my racist interstate highway, I-275, across the Sunshine Skyway Bridge down to U.S. 19 and 301 down into Bradenton to be where I was at with my racist friends, thanks to Mayor Pete Butthead, and that's what I called him, Mayor Pete Butthead, who was the Secretary of the Department of Transportation. And everybody got a laugh out of that.
Well, yeah, because didn't he say something about the road system is racist or
he
something
did.
Like
he
that?
Did. Yeah. Yeah. He did. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, so you'll have it and take us to break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke, from Brooke Talks America. And she was there last night down in Bradenton along with Colonel Jim. And I hope you folks got an opportunity to talk to her. She's a real fireball, and she has a lot to offer. So I hope many of you got a chance to meet her and talk to her. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in that thar windshield you got. If you give it an inspection today and it's chipped or cracked, you can get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, they're located and doing business anywhere from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and other surrounding areas. And Auto Glass America will come right to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, give you a brand new premium quality windshield, and hand you $100 right in the palm of your hand when they finish the job, when you tell them, me, moi, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, for Auto Glass America, and tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Got that right.
That's right.
Okay, the CDC director has called for Michigan to lock down again as soon as possible. Way to go, Michigan and Governor Whitmer.
You know, Captain, so many Michiganders, I'm sure, are just absolutely devastated once again by evidently this call for shutting down. We know that the governor just recently called for youth sports to take a break, also people not to go dine in at restaurants for at least 2 weeks, if I recall correctly. But this kind of thing, and of course it involves a variant as well, but here we go again. People are going to be wondering, are they going to have their businesses closed down permanently at this point? So many businesses, Captain, have been on the edge as it is, even with a little bit of the reopening that has been going on.
Well, if they do that again, I think Major League Baseball, the Detroit Tigers, will be playing at their winter home in Lakeland, Florida. Because they'll have to stop and quarantine every time they go back and forth.
Well, exactly right. And all this is wrapped up, though, too, Captain, in the messaging that's going on here. Dr. Fauci, as we mentioned earlier, but he had said, look, even if you've been vaccinated, you still shouldn't go to a restaurant and eat indoors and, everybody's going to wear masks and this kind of thing. And so the messaging becomes, number one, is this ever going to really be over? What is the metric by which we know it would be over enough to try to get back to normal? And if I get a vaccine, can I go back to normal anyway with Dr. Fauci telling us we can't even go eat at a restaurant? I mean, it's becoming too wearing on people. We need real answers. Everybody wants to be safe and everybody wants to do what they're supposed to do in order to get through this. But gosh darn it, we need some proper information here.
Well, we all decided last night where I was at that we were not going to listen to Dr. Fauci anymore.
I can imagine. Exactly.
We're not going to listen to him because he was not dependable. He was not reliable. Half the things he said you couldn't believe because he changed his mind from one day to the next. Don't need that. Sorry. Just don't need it.
Well, no, and of course, he might say, and I'm just guessing here, he might say, well, the data changes, and so that's why I would appear to be flip-flopping in this sort of way.
The scientific data, the scientists, he's supposed to be a scientist, and he ought to know his own data, and sometimes you really got to wonder.
Well, right, but the way that science is done is that you have to form hypotheses, you have to go and find evidence to see if it supports that hypothesis, and then other people are going to have information that they've collected that all goes into the mix, and we're supposed to have a discussion about what it all really means, but somehow, and I'm not trying to be mean to Dr. Fauci in a personal way, but somebody's been elevated to essentially an oracle status. It's hard to argue with that. If you have any kind of not just a differing opinion, but just asking real questions, so it becomes verboten to do that.
Okay. Now I'm looking at the vaccinations, and I'm looking at the states that lead the way with the vaccinations. California, of course, is number one. Texas is number two. Florida is number three. New York State number four. Pennsylvania number five. I don't even know where to look to find Michigan, but this is people vaccinated, people eligible. More than half of the people that have been vaccinated have had at least one dose. Most of them are into the two-dose situation. But it looks pretty neat when you look at that and you see the states, including my home state, being up there number three in the country. And we're just so far ahead of the curve right now, it's not funny. Not that I'm trying to jinx anybody, but the fact of the matter is that our great governor got it right.
Well, exactly. And I would say amid massive attacks from the media and from the political players, and in the face of that, one can only think, Captain, that, not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but whomever wants to go out and run for president, we'll see in a few years here. But Governor DeSantis certainly has quite a resume of standing up to such attacks and being pretty strong about it.
Now, CNN was duped by, once again, one of the investigative reporters, and we'll let you tell them who it is.
Project Veritas.
Yeah, and James O'Keefe. Mm-hmm. And they really got the goods on CNN this time again, talking about Matt Gaetz and how they were playing that out, as well as President Trump and what they did to him or tried to do to him. The information came out last night. It was, in any other world, it would be damning, you'd be out of business, and you'd never be allowed to come on the air again.
No, but in this world, it's going to be,
wow, all right, well, you know, my guys at CNN, yeah, they did a great job, or that kind of thing. But also, Captain, you mentioned about Gates and about Trump. Yeah, the idea, well, we're trying to get Trump out of office, you know, I'm just paraphrasing what some of the sayings were. But then the situation, or the subject rather, turned to the idea of, well, kind of what's next? And the what's next, evidently, according to this person who was caught on the tape here, was that it would be climate change. And they would get people to be very scared about the climate because fear sells, basically. So this is, this is really, really big.
We're going to have terrible hurricanes this year. They're going to be some of the worst we've ever had. It's going to be a terrible year. It's going to be awful. It's going to be horrible. The whole South is going to be underwater. I can hear it now.
Well, sure, because now you're able to have a unified messaging platform. You don't have a President Trump, at least not with the bully pulpit of the presidency, but you don't have a President Trump in office who counters a lot of that messaging by being able to go directly to the American people on a regular basis. But what you'll have is a unified messaging platform, and we've got to start doing this. We're going to have to go Green New Deal. We're going to have to do all this stuff, because if we don't, then, you know, we're going to have this massive, massive problem. And again, it's kind of like the whole thing with Fauci. You could disagree with it, or just ask questions. I don't want to just be contrary to be contrary, but just ask questions. How does this work? What's the, oh, no, no, nope, 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 don't ask any more questions because the science is settled, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not really the way that we actually get to real conclusions about things.
Well, you're going to have hurricanes. You're going to have tornadoes. You're going to have floods. You're going to have fires. You're going to have snowstorms. You're going to have windstorms. You're going to have sandstorms. And there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do about it.
Well, no. But when you sort of base it on the idea that, okay, well, we're going to give everybody's going to have a great green job. Well, go ask some of these people, Captain, who got literally cast out of their jobs because they worked on the Keystone XL pipeline. I don't think they've gone and gotten great green jobs yet. And I'm not trying to be funny. This is very serious
stuff.
That's
because there aren't any for them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, again, it's the pie in the sky kind of thing. If it sounded really practical, if there was actual, general agreement on basic facts, then we might be looking at a different story. I mean, who doesn't want to have cleaner energy? Who doesn't want to have cleaner air? And all these kinds of things, sure. But it's being the American people are being hit over the head with this stuff by folks who seem to be kind of holier than thou, and that they're selling it like this, and that to me raises a red flag.
Well, you can always walk around with a can of Lysol.
That's true.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. By the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about Nevada. Nevada came out with some really good news yesterday. Wayne Allen Root ought to be happy about this one. We'll tell you what it is. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protesters gathered for a third night outside the Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Police Department Tuesday, following the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. State police and National Guard troops began to clear the crowd from around the building before a 10 p.m. curfew, after some protesters began shaking the complex's fence and throwing projectiles at officers. A number of protesters were arrested. The officer who shot Wright, Kim Potter, and Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon both resigned on Tuesday. And police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father Raul was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the XP Stem Cell Patch. Listen up, because they're going to tell you about themselves right now. And you can try this out and see if it'll work for you like it's worked for so many people. I've tried it out on my back to see if it would work for me, and so far it has, in a specific area where I've had pain and whatnot and discomfort. And here's more about them.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
I know that guy. All right, and let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, who was that masked man?
By the way, don't get me started, because I can play the Lone Ranger
that's
thing.
That's exactly right.
And I might do that in a minute anyway. Nevada, some real good news for the people of Nevada yesterday, even though it's going to be a little while yet. Nevada plans on opening up 100% all of their counties to 100% capacity in the casinos, in the sporting events, at the racetracks, at the dog tracks, at the horse tracks, whatever, in June, starting June 1st.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's going to be, what, now 2 weeks ahead of California is supposed to open up essentially everything on June the 15th. Of course, that means that you'll still likely wear a mask wherever you go in California, or at least in public or public places, private companies, this kind of stuff. Will still have their own rules about that. But, yeah, this is huge news for the good people in Nevada.
Yeah, and congratulations to them. And I know, again, Nevada has a lot of wide-open spaces, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So you would think that they'd be able to have done it already, but I guess not. Now, Derek Chauvin, the Derek Chauvin trial. We had the expert yesterday who is a police officer, I believe, in San Diego. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
The expert, okay. And he said that the police officer was justified in pinning down George Floyd. You had a 140-pound police officer, plus whatever the equipment was that he was carrying with him, trying to take down a guy that probably was almost twice his size and twice his weight.
Yeah, again, all this goes into the mix of how the jury will view the ultimate outcome of the events of that day. And I'll tell you this, and a lot of people listening, I'm sure, have served on juries at one point or another. The evidence and so forth, it looks very different than what you might read about in a news story about if some event that you heard happening, this kind of thing. It does look and appear different from a juror's perspective in many cases. So it all depends on how the jury looks at this. Yes, it's definitely again a very, very sad kind of situation that occurred.
And one has to wonder with all of this, if we can stand the heat, so to speak, with all this that's going to be happening.
Well, of course, Captain, you've got people who have designs on what's happening with the Chauvin trial about George Floyd, but also what's happening now with the shooting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. They have designs on this, and many want to use it to their own advantage. And of course, in other major cities around the United States, I understand, especially in L.A., Los Angeles, they're already bracing for what could be some major disruptions or rioting, no matter what happens in the Chauvin trial, no matter which way it goes or what the verdict is handed down. And so that's something that's of great concern, because this is normalizing a lot of this kind of stuff, and it's not good for any of us.
All right, are you ready for this great super-duper special news story?
Yes.
Well, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, on September 11th, 2001, the World Trade Center was taken down by terrorists led by none other than Osama bin Laden, operating out of Afghanistan. And Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, on September 11, 2021, plans on having all of the troops withdrawn out of Afghanistan. Why? Not because Afghanistan's ready to defend themselves, but because that's what Joe says. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, yeah, and it's the 20th anniversary, basically.
And what's going to happen is within two weeks, the Taliban will once again have control of Afghanistan. And, oh, by the way, is it just me, or does anyone remember what they used Afghanistan for?
Well, they used it as staging grounds for attacks like 9/11.
A launching point to get all their attacks off the ground, do their training, recruit people, and it will be the same thing again. The people that are there will have to head for the hills, because if the Taliban catches them, Al-Qaeda will be back in the mix. By the way, so won't elements of ISIS. They'll all be operating out of there, all of them.
Yes, and so there are some pretty big shockwaves that went all over Capitol Hill yesterday as well, Captain. We understand that some other administration officials, the Secretary of Defense and so forth, are supposed to be in Europe today talking to allies about this. But I think you're right. The ultimate what's going to happen is that perhaps very similar to what we saw happening when the Obama administration took the troops out of Iraq, try and decided to end the war there, basically, we had to go back because ISIS began
It'll be the same exact thing.
That's
same
right.
Same exact thing.
That's right.
Yep. Now, we had something unusual happen yesterday in the Florida House, in the state legislature. They took a very unusual step of denouncing democratic socialism with a sponsored non-binding resolution invoking the name of the country's most prominent champion of the ideology, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, and calling it a threat to America.
Well, that really is something. And, you know,
Bernie wasn't happy, by the way.
Well, no, but what does this Democrat socialism stuff really mean anyway? It sounds like socialism. And of course, what happens, Captain, is that we don't really hear a lot of the old clips of Bernie Sanders lauding how great everything was in the Soviet Union when he went to go visit the Soviet Union back in the 80s, back at the height of the Cold War, and just, you know, gushed and gushed and gushed about how wonderful it all was and this kind of stuff. I mean, honestly, that to me would always be something like, kind of a deal breaker. You know, we didn't like the Soviet system. We fought against the Soviet system at great cost. And to try to have somebody who just thinks, oh, that's just a cat's meow, is really scary.
Be careful what you gush for.
No kidding. And, you know, people get to go play in the orchestra and they get time off, all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. And of course, don't forget about the gulags and all the people killed under Stalin and how people disappear and they weren't free and all this kind of, I mean, come on. I'll do it, Joe Biden. Come on, man.
No, it's, you got to get it right. It says, come on, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, and guess what? The people in the Soviet Union, they couldn't buy a shotgun either, by the way. They couldn't even do that.
Yeah. All right. Now, Facebook is in the news again for all the wrong reasons. They're apparently going to have an independent oversight board, which will be reviewing all the takedown activity of Facebook. Some people have lost their accounts for no explainable reason, or they've been hacked, or there's been identity problems or something like that. I had it happen to me. They're presently verifying who I am and who I say I am, that is, with my account over there, because somebody apparently tried to do some nefarious activity that I did not know about.
Yes, exactly right. So, yeah, we'll see. Now, of course, obviously, I think they're looking at how there's been a pretty big reaction after taking down the Trump account and various others. And
well, Trump's not coming back.
No, he will never come back there. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll hold the fort. Hang on. Kyle and I will be back with more right after this three-minute break. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. And we will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. Going to take a look and see if any of the weather has changed anywhere in the country. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our pals at the Flying J and Pilot truck stops and travel centers all across the country. Don't forget to stop by and tell them you were listening to me, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But also consider joining their Truckers Club and becoming a member of that to get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And they've also got an RV club. Consider joining that, too. And they've also got a fuel purchase program over there where you can save money. The more fuel you buy, the cheaper it is. All righty. We're going to get it kicking right now with a little rock by the Black Crowes. Here we go.
Come back.
chemicals. The mama, I'm so all dependent, I just around. Chemicals and mama, I'm so all dependent and just around. Yeah, all dependent now. Oh, baby, baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some going slow. When I get those throwing on you, you gotta come running back for more. Chemicals and mama, I'm so all dependent and just around. Hard, hard dependent now.
My goodness, I could rock to that one for the next hour and a half or two. Kyle, how about you?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm telling you, I like that song.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Hard to handle. And speaking of being hard to handle, let's get going here with the weather because there's some activity, and I'll tell you where it's at. There's a little bit of a change in the weather right now, and it's not for the good. Now, storms will continue to impact the northern Gulf coast into Thursday, resulting in threats of flash flooding, wind damage, and hail. There's a gale warning that's kicking up winds to 70 miles an hour offshore Louisiana and Mississippi tonight out there offshore. And late-season winter storm is going to bring heavy snow to the Central Rockies on Wednesday and Thursday. Kyle's going to tell you about that in a minute. We have some critical fire weather conditions, which will also exist in the southwest U.S. on Wednesday and Thursday as well. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in the area of Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming tonight.
Yahoo.
Across 80, I-80. We've got some winter storm advisories and warnings in that area, so you're going to be dealing with snow and so forth, probably all the way up through Elk Mountain, and that weather advisory continues across I-80 over into the latter, other part of Wyoming and down in towards Salt Lake City there as you come into Utah. So be very careful there. This winter weather advisory stretches up to Casper, where we've got a winter storm watch going on, and also winter storm warning there on the border of Wyoming and Idaho, southern Idaho. Lake wind advisory tonight near Idaho Falls, Pocatello, and Twin Falls, and another high wind warning also near Logan, Ogden, and Salt Lake City tonight. Be very careful. Also down in the Four Corners region, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona, fire weather warning in that area as well. So especially as you're coming across I-40, you're going to be involved in that, stretching through Kingman. Also high winds out in the California desert along Interstate 15 in the Barstow area, and also, of course, coming across, if you're coming west from the Needles area, you're going to have those winds as well. Also down in I-10 near Palm Springs and Desert Hot Springs as well tonight, Captain. Up in northern Montana, winter weather advisory. This is going to be northeast of Great Falls. This looks like it's going to be up in the Fort Peck Indian Reservation area as well.
Now, I want to recommend and suggest to everybody that's headed west from Nebraska into Wyoming across I-80 and coming out of Salt Lake City east on I-80 that you prepare for some pretty rugged driving tonight if you're going across Wyoming tonight. There's going to be a lot of snow, blowing snow, winter storm warning right there on the Idaho-Wyoming border right there on the west side of Wyoming. And when you get over to Elk Mountain and you will go up over the top of Elk and down the other side and into Laramie and then back up Monument over to Cheyenne, you're going to have an adventure. So be prepared. It's definitely going to be an interesting night. Now, we've got a hard freeze warning right now tonight in the southeastern part of Nebraska, northeastern corner of Kansas. Also, the southern part of Iowa, all the way across into the central part of
Illinois, where we have a frost warning, and that frost warning is also in northern Missouri tonight. So be advised of that. Now, the problem we're going to have right now is going to be in the south, and it's going to be from the western part of Louisiana on up in about 100 miles into Louisiana, and on up in about 70 miles into Mississippi, and right along the coastline, Mobile, Alabama, over now to Pensacola, Florida. We've got rain, we've got flooding. Not watches, but warnings going on, and there is a tremendous amount of wind offshore right now. Kyle, what's the status on that supply vessel that capsized?
Well, again, once again, the reports we have is that the 6 out of 18 have been rescued so far, and we're checking for updates on that.
All right, and that was in a 75-mile-an-hour wind, folks, 129-foot boat, and I guarantee you some of the waves that hit that boat to capsize it were probably 20, 25 feet or thereabouts. It's the type of boat that goes out to the oil rigs. But the winds offshore tonight, right now in that same area, are gusting to 70 miles an hour. It is no night at all to be out in the water for any reason, so just don't do it. But that's what we got there. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All righty, and we'll jump right over to the frying pan and get a hold of Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Denise Simon, the third night of unrest in not only Brooklyn Center, but also last night Minneapolis fired up and some other places around the country, too.
Yeah, it's kind of getting boring, isn't it?
Well, Antifa was identified last night.
I saw that.
Yeah, they actually came up to the Fox News reporter.
Yeah, I saw that. So I guess, you know, when they want to talk about domestic terrorism, where's the Department of Justice on this? I'd kind of like to know. Where's Keith Ellison, the Minnesota Attorney General?
I don't know. Maybe he's on the Indian Reservation. Who knows?
Precisely.
Maybe he's with Kamala. Where's Kamala?
Well,
where's Kamala? By the way, I want to read something here. We talked about little Dr. Fauci a little while ago, and Patricia is chiming in saying, I would like to mention that Dr. Fauci does have a medical degree from Cornell University. Well, maybe he does, but he's not a practicing doctor. Is that right? I don't know him to be.
Not in the garden variety sense, no. He's not that kind of a practitioner.
Yeah, and then she says, I still agree that it's time to quit listening to him. And yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, why is he the sole voice now?
I don't know.
There are experts and virologists, not only other ones here in the United States, but globally.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't think that he should be the single go-to person. I've said that for, I don't know, probably 10 months.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise. Whoop. There she went. Or did she go? Nope. There you go. She's still there. All right. We're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.